Today we celebrate the Mass of on this Saturday of Pope St. John Paul II. Pope St. John Paul II was one of the longest reigning pontiffs of church history, and for many, he's the only pope that they ever knew until the recent two conclaves, which was quite a surprise for many because they had not seen something happen so many times. He's the pope who gave a sense of stability to many after the upheaval that was the aftermath of the Second Vatican Council, and trying to hold the church together by a sense of unity and continue to preach. He, along with two other figures prominently, and probably did the most work of them all, was one to most deal a death blow to communism. He, Ronald Reagan, and Margaret Thatcher worked strongly in so many ways to be able to curb the spread of communism and to be able to see that those who are held in slavery might find a true and lasting freedom. You can read about his life and many great works, though many of you know him and his story well. His papal motto was that of one of great devotion to the Blessed Virgin, who we celebrate today within these sacred mysteries. Totus tuus was his papal motto, his episcopal motto, totus tuus. And what does that mean? It means totally yours, totally yours. Totus tuum Mariam, totally yours, Mary. Pope St. John Paul II, when he was just a little boy, Karol Wojtyła, when he was just a small child, he lost his own mother. And as you can imagine, those of you who have lost your mother, it is a great difficulty at any point to go through life without one's mother, especially for a young child to do so. And so we can have great compassion for those who lose their mothers at an early age. If you would kindly keep in your prayers, my second cousin, who I just found out yesterday, his wife, though quite young, is about to die, leaving behind a 5-year-old child as she's suffering from cancer. And so to lose a mother at that early age, Carol did not turn to an anger against God, didn't sour on religion and faith because God would not answer his young prayers to be able to have the cure for his mother. Rather, what he did, being a devout young Polish boy, turned to a local statue of the Blessed Virgin in his hometown of Wadowice, and said, with an act of profound faith, "You must be my mother now. You must be my mother now." The same sort of phrasing as before that a young Saint Therese would say at the loss of her mother, Zelie, and so spurred her on to a greater life of faith and devotion to become the great saint that she is. So too with John Paul II, who from that moment was always marked with a profound Marian devotion. I want to share with you something that Pope St. John Paul II spoke in the 70s or the 80s when the bishops of Canada came and visited him. It was in 1978, so this was at the very beginning of his papacy, and so it marks those important moments of transition. This is what he said to them. He said, "It is a lifelong task of all Christians to deepen their knowledge of Christ and hope in eternal life. At the same time, Christians must recognize that the needs of eternal life require special care and nourishment. It is always a joy for me to meet with young people, as I am sure it is for you. In them we see the promise of great things yet to be achieved, of life yet to be experienced, of enthusiasm and energy yet to be harnessed for the good of humanity. We are reminded of the Lord's words, 'I came to cast a fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled.' When we consider the potential of young people for holiness, self-sacrifice, heroic virtue, chastity, and love, we can take heart that these words of Christ will not lose their force in the future. Modern society presents special challenges to the young. At every turn, they are enticed by a concept of human freedom that is really slavery, by a relativism that robs them of the truth, by a materialism and a pragmatism that can rob them of their very souls. Yet, where sin abounds, grace increases all the more. We can be sure that the gifts of the Spirit will not be lacking in the lives of young men and women. The seeds of holiness are theirs by baptism. Our task is to uphold them to the fullness of Christ's teaching as it is known, accepted, and proclaimed by the Catholic Church. We must help them to become witnesses who are able to testify to the hope that is within them. so that they can play their full role as the church's, in the church's mission for the salvation of the world. We may have reason to be concerned over the many temptations that young people in particular must overcome if they are to grow in the love and knowledge of God and of His church. At the same time, we can be confident that if the good news of salvation is faithfully proclaimed, it will achieve the end for which it was sent. These are the words of Pope St. John Paul II, whom we celebrate on this his feast day. And so he speaks particularly to the hope that we all have for those who are the young of our youth, particularly even for those who are here present with us today. Although there is something of a naivete or something of a great unrestrained hope for the future in this, so true is the hope of the church for those who are young. But there is something of that untapped wildness, of that adventurism, of that pursuit of holiness that is locked within them if they would only just seek the Lord and see Him as the first things within their life. Just like a young Therese, just like a young John Paul II, to see how they are confronted with such great horror and difficulty within life, but yet to meet that challenge, the adventurism of youth and the entrustment of oneself to that which is beyond in Christ can have great virtue attached to it. Though this world has so much sin which and difficulty and hardship which untold would not have even been imagined in ages that came before with the advent of our very fingertips, such things which can cause the soul to be lost forever in sin. And yet, in that, we trust that our Lord's words are true, that He always provides the means of escape, and where that sin is a possibility, God's grace showers down all the more so that greater sanctity may be achieved. On this day, St. John Paul II would have us pray and intercede for our youth, and through the intercession of Our Lady, who is the mother of all peoples, the mother of all sinners, particularly the mother of all those who lack a mother in the way in which that they themselves wish that they could have, that under the protection of she who is the Queen of Heaven and Earth might find a great path toward virtue. He also spoke these words powerfully, reminding the bishops of Canada in 2012, rather in 2002, while he was still the Pope. He said, "Young people, they do not listen to teachers, for they do not trust them. Rather, young people only listen to witnesses. And if they are to listen to teachers, they will listen to them only insofar as they are witnesses." And so as we seek to instruct the youth and to help them to a deeper understanding of those things which truly last and will lead them to great virtue and to become great saints, let's seek the intercession of Our Lady over our lives that we can truly be witnesses to the faith that we have, always having a defense for the faith that we hold, as 1 Peter 3:15 reminds us, so that seeing in us witnesses, they may listen to the teachings which we give, which are not of ourselves, but the things which the Catholic Church has always proposed for belief and will continually forever propose for belief, she having the words of eternal life. St. John Paul II, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.